The time check on Radio Wa. It's 8 a.m.
Because news is not gossip, we are positive.
I message Aida, Solomon, Afima, Afam, that I will be faithful and clear on true allegiance to the public of Uganda, and they will preserve, protect, and defend the constitution, so help me God.
I'm Maringo Patrick Bosco, so in the name of the Matron of God, solemnly inform that I will give faithful service to this council and support and uphold the constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by the law established, so help me God.
You see, sometimes I'm polite because I really don't want to create political problems for people who belong to the same party as myself. So that's why I don't talk so much. But this must stop. I shouldn't speak about this for 2 weeks, begging, writing, lobbying. I'm now a lobbyist. I will no longer lobby. I will use my authority to say no. Finish. And when I say no, it will be no. You better know that.
It's 89.8 FM News Time.
A very good morning. My name is Winnie Wuma. Welcome for the latest news on Radio. But first, a look at the top stories. Government partially locks down country over surge in COVID-19. Lieutenant Colonel Kakurunga replaces Colonel Akiki as new deputy army spokesperson. And roadside bombs kills 11 people in northern Afghanistan. The news now in detail. President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni has directed all schools and higher institutions of learning to close for 42 days, effective 8 a.m. today. He made this statement in his last night's address on the COVID-19 situation in the country as per the resolutions by the National Task Force, where he also directed that all teachers must be vaccinated before returning for work.
All schools and institutions of higher learning to close for 42 days, effective 8 a.m., 7th of June, 2021. This school should close, all of them.
The president also suspended all communal prayers for 42 days. Public gatherings and conferences are also suspended except parliament, cabinet, and judiciary. He directed that wedding parties and burial ceremonies should be limited to only 20 people. Museveni also suspended public transport between and across districts for 42 days, effective 10th June. Meanwhile, public transport within the same district is, however, allowed with strict observation of standard operation procedures.
Marriage ceremonies, parties, and all other social gatherings are only allowed with a maximum of 20 people. 20. All public transport, buses, taxis, borders between and across districts are suspended for 42 days, effective 10th of June 2021. Public transport from district to district, inter-district, is suspended for 42 days from the 10th of July of June. This is to allow our children to go home, the students who are in the school. Otherwise, I would have said immediate.
Agricultural activities, factories, supermarkets, markets, parks, sports events, saloons, lodges are to continue operating with strict observation of the standard operation procedures. Meanwhile, bars, discos, music shows should remain closed. Coffee time remains from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. and border riders have been urged to continue carrying luggage and only one passenger till 7 p.m. Failure to follow these guidelines, Museveni said, will lead to a total lockdown. Museveni, however, warned that this time round, violation of the set guidelines will lead to fines which will be paid in the banks.
Violation of these measures will lead to fines that will be given out soon in a statutory instrument signed by the Permanent Secretary to the Treasury. So instead of arresting people and filling jails and wasting our time, this time Kasente, and the Secretary for Treasury is going to issue a statutory instrument, and he will issue security controlled receipt books. When you violate, Bakuba Kakongi, they give you a default ticket and you're going to pay in the bank.
He ended his address by citing a few concerns in the security of the country, saying Uganda will continue to remain peaceful. He said that all traffic officers will be availed with guns to easily stop those who defy their orders to stop at checkpoints. Government will start monitoring all the class attendances and performance of primary school teachers and learners using a computerized system. Using a smartphone device that has been customized and assigned to the server where they are based on the internet and biometric technologies, the system user has to clock in and clock out attendance details and that the data is captured, stored, and can be retrieved for analysis and decision-making. The system also allows for independent monitoring of schools by the school management committees, checking the aid teacher, teachers and learners' presence in school. It was designed to monitor the attendance, curriculum management and timetable implementation by head teachers and classroom teachers with the aim of improving performance. Already 19 government schools in Lira City have been trained by the Education Ministry on the device usage and have received the devices. Andrew Okiror, an officer of the Department of Directorate of Education Standards, explains more about the system.
We have developed a system called a teller system, which is a computer-aided digital crime of system whereby teachers are now being called to sign in. It monitors attendance of teachers and timetable implementation. That means that we want now to be able to check how teachers, when they come to the school, for example, they are able to show that they came at this time by clocking in, what we call the word clocking in. We have already enrolled these teachers with the identity of their facial IDs. When you come to a school, you just need to show your facial ID into the telephone, and the phone is able to read and to know that teacher ABCD is the one who has come and he has clocked in, meaning he has signed in. Now you just don't need again to sign on the books. You now need just to get the phone.
Jasper Abora, the Lira District Inspector of Schools, has the schools implementing the new system to ensure they acquire solar system to charge the smartphone for sustainability.
We are bound to meet challenges here and there. Even today in the training, you have seen power going off. You know, smartphones need constant charging. The challenge that we have in our schools is that there are schools which are outside the power grid of electricity. So we expect the schools to plan, budget, and buy solar so that it enables them to charge. The cost of the phone, each phone is costing 700,000. My appeal to teachers is only that let's cooperate, let's use this system, let's appreciate it. The idea behind this creativity is just to improve on our performance so that we support and help the children.
Edward Monya, the deputy teacher of Reda Primary School, applauded the Education Ministry for the new development, which he said will enable teachers to be committed and improve performance in schools.
I'm seeing much benefit in this kind of teller training that they are imparting on us. We teachers, we are going to benefit from it in one way or another. First of all, we will reach the global level. It will enable me as a teacher be committed, diligently giving what is worth of me to give to the learners. That will enable us to improve the performance of our learners because teachers themselves will be monitored from ministry. And apart from that, you'll find that now when the person is sick, that one will also be one of the challenges that the teachers will be affected.
Among the schools implementing the new development include Lira Modern, Adiel, Otim Tom, Ambalal, Ireda Railways, Irute and Lira Primary Schools, among others. Economists in Lao sub-region have expressed their views on the rising level of poverty in the region. Uganda National Bureau of Statistics released the 2019-2020 National Household Survey report indicating an increased rate of poverty in Lao sub-region from 16% in 2017 to 23% in 2020. Daniel Omaratobo, the former lands minister and Otuke County MP, also the proprietor of Leatobo College, attributed the increasing poverty level to willingness by leaders to fight poverty. Maurice Krizongom, the executive director of Glow for Uganda and president Lira City Development Forum, attributed the situation to majority of people who are not involved in too money economy. He accordingly advised the public to embark on agricultural production.
I advise our people to go into production given our landscape, and it must be strategic investment in agriculture, doing agriculture as a business. But also, number two, they must be able to build integrated cooperatives. Cooperatives that, number one, you are as farmers for the next 3 months, you're waiting for income from that garden.
Meanwhile, Jasper Omaro, the former manager Centenary and DFC Ubank's Lira branches, stated that the majority contributors in the country's economy are peasants, and that they should therefore concentrate more on commercial farming to boost up the economy.
First of all, I'm happy that people have now known that subsistence farming alone cannot take you far. The other element now, we ought to make sure that we go for serious commercial agriculture, which is not just being talked of, which looks like theoretical and yet needs to be practical. One, mechanized agriculture ought to be adopted. There should be at least enough machinery. It should be sufficient to sustain the level of production.
Among the regions with increased poverty levels include the Acholi region, from 33% in 2017 to 68% in 2020. Ankole from 7% to 12%. Karamoja from 60% to 66%. Chigezi from 12% to 28%. Toro from 11% to 13%. And North Buganda from 11% to 14%. And in other news, President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who is also the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, has appointed Lieutenant Colonel Ronald Kakurunga. Kakurungu has the new UPDF deputy spokesperson. The announcement was made yesterday. Kakurungu was recently served as spokesperson for the 4th UPDF division in Gulu, and the 2nd division in Imbarara will now replace Colonel Deo Akiki, who has been sent for further training. Deo Akiki, who was at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel, was in March among the UPDF officers promoted by President Museveni. By being sent for another course at the Senior Command and Staff College in Chimaka, Jinja District, Colonel Deo Akiki, a graduate of Strategic Security Studies at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., USA, is being prepared for higher offices and commanding positions in the Uganda Army that he has served for many years. The development is a good opportunity for Colonel Deo Akiki to complete all his military studies. You are still tuned to the latest news on Radio WA 89.8 FM.
WA Business Today.
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of Shea Butter Master Wash Laundry Bar Soap.
Adwari Primary School is yet to finalize with the National Social Security Fund, NSSF, to enable the school benefit from the NSSF's Education Intervention Project, aimed at improving the learning conditions. Moses Ucho, the school teacher, says they are yet to sign a memorandum of understanding with NSSF so that they can receive the fund and other services from the fund's body under the project. Adwari Primary School is listed as the only beneficiary of this year's project in Lao sub-region, including others from other regions like Pioneer Primary School, Soroti, Mutoleri Primary School in Chisoro, and St. Paul Primary School, Sambia, among others. Ucho explained that they started lobbying for the project way back in 2019 and is glad that it has yielded fruits. NSSF Managing Director Richard Biarogaba has revealed that they will cumulatively spend 600 million shillings on the project. Biarogaba said that the fund's intervention is informed by reports that learning conditions in most public primary schools are below standard and could be a health hazard to the learners and their teachers due to the increased enrollment in public schools.
Health news.
The Minister of Health has explained that all those who have received two doses of the coronavirus vaccine were among the first people vaccinated in the country. According to the Health Ministry, getting two doses of the vaccines means that these persons now have 100% protection against the disease. When infected, they will not get severe forms of the disease and will also not be hospitalized. A total of 673,487 persons who received the first dose are yet to get the second vaccine. And according to the Health Ministry, they are not yet sure where other doses of the AstraZeneca will come from.
International news.
11 civilians have been killed in northern Afghanistan, where their vehicle set off a landmine allegedly planted by the Taliban. Osamuddin Shams, the governor of the northern province of Badghis, say that the victims included three children. The 11 passengers were traveling to the city of Kalanao when they were killed. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. It occurred hours before senior Taliban leaders and United Nations officials met in Qatar on Saturday to discuss the Afghan peace process, security for diplomats and people working for humanitarian agencies in Afghanistan.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news.
Arsenal has named Bukayo Saka as the club's player of the 2020-2021 season. Arsenal fans voted for the Howard with 51% opting for the England international with second best Nicolas Pepe way back on 15%. Saka began the week by being named in England's Euro 2020 squad on Tuesday. He was also nominated for Premier League Young Player of the Season following an impressive 2020-2021 campaign with Arsenal on the same day. Saka started for England in their Euro 2020 warm-up friendly against Austria on Wednesday, scoring his first senior international goal to give the Lions a 1-0 victory at the Riverside Stadium.
Wa Ecclesia Church News.
Christians have been called upon to actively participate in receiving Eucharist with great faith because it is the center of Christian faith and also the source of unity and love. Reverend Father Patrick Odu, while feeding Christians with the Word of God yesterday during the third Mass of Uganda Martyrs Cathedral, said whoever abides in Christ will get healing and never be empty in terms of spiritual energy.
Today we are celebrating the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, which the law provides as a center of Christian faith, as a source of healing, as a source of unity, of which we are supposed to be partakers of that. The Eucharist is Christ himself. Whoever abides in him, that person will live. Whoever lives in him will live forever. Whoever partakes of him will never thirst, will never get empty in terms of the spiritual energy.
Father Du added that through Eucharist, Christ offered himself to God with great love, and to Christians he gave himself as spiritual food for their journey to eternal life. He ever noted that all this is meant to wash away sins of humanity and unite them with God, adding that if they receive the Eucharist with faith, they will at the end receive abundant blessings that is everlasting.
The benchmark of this is that if we receive it with faith, then eventually the rest will fall in line. But if you receive it without faith, then nothing good can come out of it. The question comes, how do I partake this body and blood of Christ? Do I partake it with love?
Father Du finally urged Christians to dispose themselves to receive penance as a preparation to make them holy and not forget the grace of God that flows in them as a manifestation of God's love. And dear listener, let's end the news with a recap of the top stories. Government partially locks down country over surge in COVID-19. Lieutenant Colonel Kakurungu replaces Colonel Kiki as new deputy army spokesperson. And roadside bomb kills 11 people in northern Afghanistan. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for the programs coming up here, but also remember to always follow us online using your mobile devices at www.radiowa.org. Have a blessed day.